Today, my dear faithful, is the third Sunday of Lent. And the epistle is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 5. Brethren, be followers of God as most dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath delivered himself for us, an oblation and a sacrifice to God, for an odor of sweetness. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not so much as be named among you, as becometh saints, nor obscenity, nor foolish talking, nor scurrility, which is to no purpose, but rather giving of thanks. For know ye this, and understand, that no fornicator, nor unclean, nor covetous person which is a serving of idols, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the anger of God upon the children of unbelief. Be ye not therefore partakers with him, for you were heretofore darkness, but now light in the Lord. Walk then as children of the light, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and justice and truth. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 11. At that time, Jesus was casting out a devil, and the same was dumb. And when he cast out the dumb spoke, and the multitudes were in admiration at it. But some of them said, He casteth out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And others tempting, asked of him a sign from heaven. But he, seeing their thoughts, said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself shall be brought to desolation, and house upon house shall fall. And if Satan also be divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that through Beelzebub I cast out devils. Now if I cast out devils by Beelzebub, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I, by the finger of God, cast out devils, doubtless the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man armed keepeth his court, those things which he possesseth are in peace. But if a stronger than he come upon him, and he overcome him, he will take away all his armor wherein he trusted, and will distribute his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through places without water, seeking rest. And not finding, he saith, I will return into my house whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then he goeth and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and entering in they dwell there. And the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he spoke these things, a certain woman from the crowd, lifting up her voice, said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore thee, and the paps that gave thee suck. But he said, Yea, rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. When a strong man armed keepeth his court, those things are in peace which he possesseth. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At one time, my dear faithful, there was a certain religious sister who had a vision of the triumphant ascension of our Lord into heaven, and along with our Lord, his whole heavenly court. Leading this long line of saints was St. John the Baptist, carrying a white banner, with the Baptist's famous words blazoned across them, Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who taketh away the sins of the world. After St. John the Baptist followed a procession of all the souls that our Lord had redeemed. In the midst was Jesus Christ, the King of glory himself. Our Lord, with his saints following, ascended through the air to the eternal gates. At the entrance of heaven stood St. Joseph. Saint Joseph joined the procession into paradise, taking his place beside his foster son, the God-man. This great line of blessed souls climbed through the air unto the throne of the Holy Trinity. Our Lord then stepped out and took his rightful seat upon the throne at the right hand of his eternal Father. And then all was silence. One voice alone arose, the voice of Saint Joseph. He stood before the throne of the Most High God and addressed himself to the Eternal Father. This talent, Saint Joseph said, referring to our Lord, has profited so much that not only do I return it to you doubled, but you see this multitude that he has acquired. I return all to you, and I offer it to you. The Eternal Father looked upon this vast harvest of souls and answered, "Faithful servant, since you were the steward of my house on earth, I give you command here and all power." Yesterday, my dear faithful, we celebrated the feast of Saint Joseph. And this glorious vision demonstrates the awesome dignity and power of Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph was, and indeed is, as God the Father said in the story, the faithful servant of God. This humble carpenter was given one of the most important tasks any man has been given, the office of foster father of the Christ child, spouse of the Mother of God, and head of the Holy Family. This is the talent or work that Saint Joseph had to carry in life, to care and provide for the Christ child, to teach him and to nurture him. When St. Joseph went to work every day, it was literally to provide food, clothing, and shelter for God himself. When our Lord grew older, he began to work with his foster father. Each day when St. Joseph would say it was time for work, the God-man obeyed and went about his tasks. God carried wood. God worked the saw and the chisel. God swept and bent the ground to pick up piles of sawdust, all at the order of his foster father, a mere man, a humble carpenter. Then too it was Saint Joseph, along with Our Lady, who taught Christ, both by word and example, the virtues of fortitude, of patience, and above all, of kindness. Saint Joseph raised Jesus Christ and was one of the instruments that God chose to be the Savior, and Redeemer of all mankind. Of course, our Lord was, is, and always will be God. He had perfect virtue from the first moment of his existence. And yet he humbled himself to be taught, to follow the way of an ordinary man. And it was Saint Joseph whom God chose as his teacher. And he was a perfect teacher. So perfectly did he raise our Lord that God has given his foster father a supreme reward in heaven. Just as this great saint had the power to command Christ as his son on earth, so he now has power to command him in heaven. All power in heaven and earth is given to this humble carpenter of Nazareth. He is truly like the strong man our Lord mentioned in today's gospel, who keeps in peace all that he possesses. The foster father of Christ can still command his divine son, for our Lord still submits himself with filial obedience to Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph then wields an awesome power, the power of the Most High God. Whatever Saint Joseph asks of him, it is granted. This is very consoling to us, for just as Saint Joseph was the guardian of the Holy Family, so now he is the guardian of the entire church. That is why Pope Pius IX declared him the patron of the universal church. It is Saint Joseph's office and his desire to guard souls and help them to salvation. He loves every Christian as his own child and has a special solicitude for the welfare of each one, especially for his spiritual well-being. He looks after them with all the care and solicitude with which he watched over the Christ child on earth. What makes Saint Joseph even more appealing as a patron is that despite his awesome office as the guardian of the God-man, Saint Joseph led such an ordinary life like ours. He was a carpenter, constantly at work, and constantly carrying the crosses of daily duties. He was a common man with all the trials and crosses that every man faces. He was not famous. He was not known for his holiness. He was just a local carpenter. He knew poverty, not because he chose it, but because that was his lot in life. He struggled to provide for his family. He had to figure out finances like any other. Of course, Saint Joseph carried this cross perfectly and resigned himself to the will of God. But that does not mean he did not have to struggle like everyone else, like you and me. Now, Saint Joseph did have God with him, literally right there beside him. But God was there to be protected and provided for. Are we not like Saint Joseph in this way as well? God dwells in us by sanctifying grace, and it is our mission to guard this life of grace within us. In this struggle for salvation, then, my dear faithful, I encourage you to have devotion to Saint Joseph. Take this great saint as the guardian of your soul. Ask him to teach you the virtue you need. Pray for him to help you carry your cross, to be your consolation in sorrow, and your defense in temptation. Each day, do not forget to pray to Saint Joseph, our foster father, our patron, and our guardian. Look to him trustingly as a child does to his father. See in him, as the gospel says, a strong man armed who keeps his home. And remember that those things and persons are in peace which belong to him. Have confidence then in his patron, protection and intercession. Pray to him and ask him to take you, your loved ones as well, under his paternal watch. Look to Saint Joseph as a foster father for your soul, and he will take you under his charge and lead you to the glories of eternal bliss in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.